backstreet Botox?
Well, Jonathan Stano is a cosmetic surgeon based in the West Midlands and a member of the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
It's worrying, isn't it? I mean, how widespread is this?
I think one of the problems is that we don't really know how widespread it is, because you only really hear about this sort of thing when there's problems. But it is a bit of a worry, and I think it probably is more widespread than we know. Just from anecdotally, I've seen this sort of thing been advertised in hairdressers and beauty salons and other sort of non-clinical facilities.
The thing is, I suppose we see celebrities, everyone looks great, everyone looks polished, there's no wrinkles. When you're hitting a certain age, middle age like me, you're looking for all the help you can get.
Absolutely, it's very attractive, and it's a great procedure, and it can give great results, and that's why it's so popular. But I think the problem is that people do think of it a bit like putting a bit of makeup on or getting your hair done, and they don't realise that it is still an invasive medical procedure, and so you need to do a little bit of research before having it done.
So just explain, what exactly is Botox and how does it work?
Well, Botox is actually botulinum toxin. It doesn't sound so good when you say the full name, but it's a toxin, and it paralyzes the muscles. And there's many muscles in the face, and overactivity of the muscles can be a cause of fine lines and wrinkles with the contraction of the muscles. So the Botox is a very dilute form of botulinum toxin, and it paralyzes those muscles, and it has a temporary effect, so it wears off over time, which is why it needs to be repeated.
Okay, so it's injected directly onto the spot where the wrinkle is supposed to be.
It's directly into the muscle.
Gosh, does it hurt? What is me thinking?
It's a very, very fine needle, and so it does sting a little bit, but it's not too bad.
And what about this, Jonathan, that it costs around £200 a pop to do this?
Well, again, this is one of the other problems that people do. Sort of shop around and go on this sort of thing based on price. I mean, that's about the right price, but I think you've got to look at the practitioner who's performing the procedure, and rather than just going based solely on price, because you see all sort of deals and discounts, and it's something that really, although price should be a factor, I don't think it should be the only factor when choosing who's going to do it.
Okay, people waking up this morning thinking, actually looking in the mirror, the one or two wrinkles have appeared.
That's
or
me.
Emerged overnight. Joe's, well, you haven't got any wrinkles. What would you say to them, it's done safely, it's an okay procedure?
Absolutely. It's very, very popular, and it's totally okay, and it's usually, you stress on the word usually, very safe and absolutely fine, but you need to research the place where you're having it done. Certainly don't go to a Botox party, certainly don't go to someone's house. Look at the places that it's being done. Make sure it's a clinical facility which is properly registered and checked with cleanliness, etc., and look at the practitioner who's doing it. It should be a registered medical practitioner who's qualified to do it. Botox is a drug. It needs to be prescribed. And so take it seriously, but it is a very successful and it can be a great procedure.
Okay, and also, I suppose when you say look at the practitioner doing it, look if they've got any wrinkles, I'd imagine.
Well, I don't think that's so important. I mean, they don't have to have had it done themselves. They can still know what they're doing.
He's a bit like a hairdresser. Who wants to go to a hairdresser with bad hair? What are you laughing at, Jo? It's true.
Well, some of us do, Trish, clearly.
So you don't actually do it yourself, Jonathan. You don't do it, do you?
I specialise in breasts nowadays, so I don't do this sort of thing, but I have a clinic and other people in my clinic do it.
Oh, OK. Well, thanks very much. If people do want information, I might be ringing you myself, actually.
I've only joking. Got my number.
I'm hitting that age.
Off the floor.
I'm hitting that age now. I can mop the floor with them. But if people do want to, seriously, if people do want to find out a bit more about Botox and the safe practitioners, where do they go?
Well, you need to look for a registered practitioner. You need to look for someone who's qualified. I think the first thing I always say to people is to look for word of mouth recommendation, but often people don't know that. So go to your doctor, look at there's registers of plastic surgeons such as BARPS. It doesn't have have to be a plastic surgeon, but the BARPS website, BAAPS, has got a register of all plastic surgeons by region. Go to your GP, look for a qualified doctor, and look for a qualified facility, the facility that's registered and checked. It doesn't have to be CQC registered, but if it is CQC, which is a Care Quality Commission, then you know it's reached a certain level of standard of care.
Okay, thanks very much, Jonathan Stahano, a cosmetic surgeon based in the West Midlands and a member of BARPS, as he said there. Not BAPS, Joe.
Although BARPS. It is spelled BAAPS. Of all the things for a plastic surgeon, a cosmetic surgeon organisation, it's called BAPS, spelled BARPS.
Yes, you can see the BBC One Inside Out.